And XY.
XY, K4VWA. What's up, Dave?
Hello, Steve. Ain't heard you in a month of Sundays.
Been on a whole lot anymore. I've got so much going on. I got construction projects at the house. I got work projects I'm taking care of. I just got more than I can say prayer over. Matter of fact, I got family coming in at Thanksgiving, and I tell you what, I'm busier than a cat covering up 9 piles.
A few antenna projects, if I don't get busy on them, they're going to be another year older before they get done.
You're retired, and I am supposed to be retired. I tell you what, I could open my business back up full time and not work this hard.
Well, if I had somebody supervising me, telling me, now you've got to get out there and work on that antenna today. You got no excuses. Get out there and get that thing up and get it done. Then I'd probably get it done, but like you said, retired, you know, I find excuses and wander off and do something else.
Part of my retirement, you go and you do as you please. So how's your back doing now?
Doing pretty good. The surgery took the cyst out, you know, in the lower back, that didn't really help. And the implanted TENS machine, it kind of helps. But just getting out there, moving around, and staying busy seems to help it the most. Just, you know, don't overdo it. Still ride the motorcycle from time to time. I don't ride it no great distances, but. Yeah, we still up in vertical.
Well, that's good. You know, I've always had this old saying that I kind of live by, and it applies to a lot of things in life. Use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.
That has to be helped along the little pills, you know, anti-inflammatories and stuff like that. I'm still using it.
Alternate between the Advil and the Tylenol, and you know, day like today is gonna be nice and sunshiny, and you know, just bundle up so the wind don't bother you. I'm planning on getting a few things done out in the yard.
Advil and the Tylenol for me is like drinking Kool-Aid. There ain't much to it. They got me on Meloxicam, which is the same as trade name Mobic. And just to keep me going, I tell you what, if it wasn't for that juice, that stuff, I tell you what, I'd just freeze up and lock up and sit down.
I got a few of them Mobics too, but that entails going back to the doctor every so often, getting prescriptions. Seems like I spend too much, anymore, I spend way too much time in the doctor's office.
The telemarketers.
Seems like it. When it comes to telemarketers, Marie put a program on my cell phone. It just, you know, phone don't even ring. I don't even hear them calling.
I put a thing on my phone that, you know, if I don't get to it, it ain't going to take a message, and that you need to text me. I'll return the call from a text, but not from a voicemail, and half the stuff I see coming in there that I don't recognize, if it ain't got a name on it, an identifier, I don't even answer.
You know, kind of in my calling list where I've talked to them before, and be somebody I actually know, and nowadays you're starting to get all the politicians are getting wound up, and that's going to be a mess.
Get all the retirement stuff for insurance. Oh, what do they call that? The supplemental. Oh, you need to review your Medicare supplement. Golly, I get 20 calls a day on that crap.
I've got that going on till December 7th, I think.
Pretty much year round. I don't know what they think they're going to do. I mean, you know, it's just stupid, man. There ought to be some kind of way that we can block. And you know what? When you try to call one of those numbers back, it's always a pirated number. And, you know, I tell you, one way I screen some of them off if I do happen to answer is, you know, I'll get on there and they'll say, hello. And I say, day and date, please. If they can't answer the day and date, click, I hang up.
It'll go ahead, just do not call register list. And, you know, I tried, you know, using it, putting these numbers that were coming in. And like you said, they got where they spoof a number and they done figured ways around it. And they're coming in from overseas anyway. And there's too many scams out there. You got to be real careful what you click on the computer and what you answer on your cell phone. Anyway, I'm going to start getting busy around here. It's good talk to you. Good catch up there a little bit. Don't be a stranger. I'll talk at you a little later, Steve. Have a good day. KF4NXY.
Dave, I've destinated, and I'm fixing to go in and hang out with a bunch of guys I went to high school with. So I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Thanks for the ride along. I'll talk to you again soon, I hope. 73 KF4VWA. I'm clear.